Hello and welcome everyone to today's daily devotional. I'm going to share with you some scriptures that inspire me, and I pray that they inspire you or give you a different picture or a slant. You might have heard them before, but picture a slant of the meaning of them for your life. The first scripture is in John chapter 6, and it's partway through 37, so I'm going to call it 37b. And it states, "Anyone who comes to me, I will never drive away. Anyone who comes to me, I will never drive away." Another translation said, "I will never cast out." Another stated, "I will never reject." I will never turn away anyone who comes to me. That's the Father's heart. Jesus is sharing about to the disciples what the Father has been teaching him, and he keeps referring back to what's happening in me and what I'm speaking and how I'm living and what I stand for comes from the Father. The Father has given me responsibility. He's given me people, his children to look after. And it states, "I will never turn away anyone who comes to me." Wow. It describes the heart of the Father, the love of the Father, and so the Son and the Spirit, because they're three persons in the one God. They all feel, think the same, have different attributes, different, I guess, purposes, but the one God. And it's described so beautifully, this feeling, in the story of the prodigal son, which is in Luke's Gospel, chapter 15. Many of us know about it, about this father who is God the Father, but he's represented as a father on the earth, and he has two sons. And one son decides, "I don't want to wait till dad dies and I get his inheritance. I want everything now. I want the money, you know, and all that goes with it. The wealth, the fame, the name." And the father very sadly decides, "Okay, I'll give you your share." And the son goes off and squanders it all. He spends it on women, gambling, out with drink, whatever he can squander it on. And he gets to a point where he realizes the friends that he thought were friends, because they're only friends because he had money, he had the name, the fortune, the fame, weren't his friends at all. And he gets so desperate that this Jewish boy is feeding pigs. Now, there's a big reason for why Jews and the pigs, in their faith, they don't eat pork. They don't go near the pigs. And basically, this story is trying to depict, Jesus is trying to depict this young man has been so desperate, he's in a bad place, because he's feeding the muck of the pig so he can actually eat some of that muck himself. And then he remembers how he was brought up. He remembers how he was loved. He remembers he was never rejected. He remembers how he was honored by his father. He remembers how his father treated other people, how he treated his servants. And he remembers that his servants were treated even better than I'm being treated now. And so he decides, "I'm going to go home. I'm going to humble myself. I'm going to push down my pride. I'm going to say, I'm sorry, Dad. I'm sorry for dishonoring you. I'm sorry for what I chose to do. It wasn't right. I see now it wasn't right." And so he heads towards home. But you can understand, he hasn't been eating. He's probably exhausted because he's now walking everywhere, not on a horse or not in a carriage or whatever they might have had back then. He was walking home. So he's trudging down the road, probably trying to go over his mind, "What am I going to say? What am I going to say? What am I going to say?" And in this beautiful story depicting the Father's love, it says that the Father has been looking for him. So he set off. So it's Luke chapter 15, verse 20. So he set off and went to his father. But while he was still far off, his father saw him. Did his father have binoculars? Did his father see a speck in the distance and just recognize that that was his son? So while his son was far off, his father saw him. And what does he do? It's beautiful. His father was filled with compassion. Oh, he didn't think about, oh, look what he did to me. He was filled with love and compassion for his son. He saw him. He saw his heart. He saw where he was. And he ran and put his arms around him and kissed him. Jewish fathers never ran, not in public. You can say, oh, but the boy was coming home and probably no one was around. No, he would have been living in a wonderful house, palace, mansion, whatever it could be, because he's the father who had wealth that passed down to his sons. Now, it's just a story in that wealth, because our God, the Father in heaven, has different types of wealth that he gives us. But the Father saw, the Father sees us. And whenever we stray, whenever we, you don't have to even do really bad things. Not like I murdered anybody, but I gossiped. That's like murdering someone. I did wrong. I lied. I cheated. I stole. I had judgmental thoughts. I was extra angry and I shouldn't have been. So I was thinking of self. Soon as our mind and our heart turn to the Lord and say, I'm sorry, Lord, the Father's there. He's running, and he runs and hugs and kisses us. And you know, those really tight bear hugs, and doesn't want to let go. And then what does he do? What does he do? He's going to throw a party, but not just any party. He said, quick, bring out the robe, the best one, and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. The best. Only the best for my son or daughter. Only the best. Because the ring and the robe and the sandals represent my inheritance has been given back to you. You took half of yours, half of it, but I don't care. You're still my son. You get everything that I have. The best. And then he goes and gets the fatted calf and celebrates and throws a party. For he says, what does he say? For this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. The Father's love is that much for each of us. So anyone who comes to me will never be driven away. Just amazing, simply amazing. You can never out-sin God's forgiveness. Never. His mercy is greater than anything. The sad part is that we often think God's like us. Oh yeah, I'm sorry, okay. But we still sometimes hold grudges or we remember the time. No, God's forgiveness, it's gone from his mind. Of course, there is his mercy and judgment, and there's always going to be that. There's going to be repercussions from what we've done wrong. Well, the repercussions for this young man was he got so desperate. He was feeding pigs. He was so low in his life. That's his repercussion of what he chose to do. But the Father brings him back when he turns to him. Such love. Anyone who comes to me, I will never cast out. I will never reject. The Father's love for us is so great that you, no matter anything you could do, you cannot outdo God's forgiveness and God's mercy and God's love. So it gives us all hope, all joy, that we are celebrated like this son. Even if we feel like, well, I'm not lost, I'm a Christian, I know God, but there's many times when we're lost on our journey. And God still celebrates when we're found. And how wonderful it is, that hope that we can give to others. So let us pray that God helps us in giving this hope to the world. Isn't that why we're here? Isn't that why we follow Christ? Isn't that our purpose in life? For us to follow the Lord and to reach others to follow Him, to point to Him. So know your sins never outdo God's forgiveness. Forgive yourself. Move on. God's forgiven you. Forgive yourself, because it's yourself that's holding you back. And turn to Him. And He will run to you and hug you and kiss you and welcome you back into your family, your inheritance, and all that He has for you. Have a great day, and I'll see you again tomorrow.